we go behind the filter with stylist, mommy blogger, and social media influencer Ali Levine. We get real honest about the good, the bad, and the massive amount of DMs on this week's Banner Mothers podcast.
This is the Banner Mothers podcast.
What up, readers?
Banner Mothers podcast.
We love you.
Welcome back to another week of bomb. Hello. So this episode is super exciting because we ask all the questions about what it's like to be an influencer.
Because, you know, we are influencers, but if you guys didn't know that, we're so influential. And like, I've also, if you didn't know, we like really love social media.
We're so popular on social media.
I'm so good at it.
So as you've heard many, many times, Tracy and I complaining about social media and how difficult it is and what a huge job it is. Today, we really get to dig in with a very successful influencer whose job it is to do this. Like, and I know a lot of people strive to do it. So this is going to be like really interesting to understand what goes into it.
Yeah. And Ali is just, you know, she's a mom. She's got two littles. She's a good friend. And I have to say, I honestly don't, I'm concerned because I don't think she sleeps, because I don't know how she does it all. I mean, putting out content and partnerships and storying and DMing and all those things, it takes so much time. Yeah. And if you've ever even tried to do one story, you know, even just like writing on top of the story, it just takes time. It's minutes of your life that you can't get back. And to do it continuously and to do it well and to be truthful and authentic and be yourself, it's just so much time and effort. And so I have so much respect for people who do it effortlessly or
and
make
who
it
do
look
it
effortlessly.
Authentically.
Authentically
to use
is key.
A buzzword.
Well, you know, it's rarer these days. So to be real and to continue to be interesting, frankly, is such a huge accomplishment. And, you know, I think there's something, I think there's a place in the world. I hate the term influencers. I'm certain it's going to change.
Really? To what?
Well, I don't know, actually. I mean, maybe it is you know, I think there's always a place in the world for people with big opinions and big thoughts to share and to, you know, start conversations and for people to watch, quote unquote. But to make it so micro about what you put on your toast or what kind of smoothie you make.
Yeah.
Seems sort of banal. And I don't know, after the year we've all been through, it just doesn't seem really important.
Sure.
But I think that there's a place in the world for people who want to share their lives, because just like you and I did and do on stage, you want to feel like you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that comes from voyeurism of watching someone else who you can relate to.
Right.
But that influencer, it's so clouded now with so many people just talking shit for money and, you know, selling stuff that they don't really believe in. And
but then there's the Ali Levines who are, you know, very good at it, who are their real selves and who still hawk stuff, but you really want to listen to what she says.
Right. I just don't want to call her an influencer.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So speaking of, we want to tell you guys about some stuff because
we're so influential.
Well, no, it's funny. You know, my sister-in-law had said on Mother's Day, sent me this very sweet text and said, you know, thank you for always like being like my mom hack go to. And I'm just like, oh, I love that, because she listens to the podcast and we do mention things that work for us. But there are things that we love to share with you guys. And so we thought we'd start today's episode by telling you some of our favorites.
Yes. I always love to hear people's favorite things.
Yeah.
How else do you buy things if you don't listen to what your girlfriends tell you?
How else did Oprah make it?
Literally by telling us what to buy.
No, she's
also she's pretty sure Oprah. She never owned any of it, but that's cool.
That's cool.
She says it with authenticity
and excitement.
She was the original influencer.
She really, for sure. Oprah's favorite things was the Aridge.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to tell you guys about something because I've been influenced by our own guests on this podcast about how having to kind of get my shit together as a mom in the sense of like family meetings and trying to get my kids to contribute more to the household.
I mean, you Camille Walker'd the shit out of your family. I'm so proud of you. Well, and Megan Murphy'd.
I've had two family meetings. So let's see how long they last. But we have like implemented chores in a different way. And we've always used this app I'm about to tell you about, but now it kind of makes even more sense to use it. So here's the great thing about it. It's called iAllowance. And we'll put it up on our Shop the Podcast. But so basically, you're not actually connecting them to a bank, which is in my opinion, the best part of this. Because they can keep track of the money that they make, the money that they save, money that they spend, et cetera, by having a little iAllowance account. So if they've earned, for example, $3 for emptying the dishwasher all week, okay, I get to put that into iAllowance as something that they've earned. Mm-hmm. And then if they want to spend their money, I mean, I'm paying for it anyway, right? So then they can go into my app and they withdraw the money, but it's not real money. So it is real money because it's like
it's your money.
My money.
Yeah.
But you're not having to like connect to a bank. So for example, I'm the bank. So when they get a $20 check for a birthday from great grandma, then I take their 20 and we put it into iAllowance.
Figuratively speaking. And then you just deposit the check into
your own bank account? Just goes into my bank account.
Gotcha.
So, you know, we're at Target. Mom, yeah, I really want to buy this pair of earrings with my own money. Great. As soon as we leave Target, $12 comes out of iAllowance.
And so what's the difference between that and like attaching it to a bank so they just like spend it themselves just because you don't want them to like check out at the store or?
Yeah, I just think for this age, there's no reason to do that yet. You know, I know they make like kid debit cards and all that kind of stuff, and that makes sense when they're older. This is just like a super easy way that I don't have to connect my bank account. I don't have to worry about like putting in wrong amounts or forgetting or.
Or like if you're my kid, she just hoards it in like little tiny envelopes and bags all over her room. So cash is in no central place. She just loses money. It makes nuts.
And Georgia does that too with like if she she'll go and be a mama's helper sometimes and come home with a 20. And then like 3 weeks later, she's like, Mom, look what I found. I found my 20. I was like, you didn't know where it was? It drives me crazy. But yeah, it's a great app. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. iAllowance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I actually gave my kid allowance, maybe I would use it.
Yeah. Well, we're now, so we learned this other thing from some friends where you put the chores on post-it notes and you just stick them up on like your fridge or we kind of have them on a poster in our kitchen. And then when they do something, they collect the post-it note. So at the family meeting, they say, okay, I did this, and this. And then Chris and I assess how much they're going to get the next week.
Oh, so I just tell her that she has to do it.
Well, that works
then,
for your kid.
And then I just yell when she complains.
Sure.
So this summer, she's on dog poop duty all summer. And I'm like, this is what you get. You don't have to feed the dogs anymore because their food's so complicated. So you're picking up the dog poop and I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
She's got to pay rent.
I know. They have to contribute. This is like, you must contribute to the household.
My son,
I asked him to get his lunch out of his bag a couple weeks ago. I was like, can you get your lunch from yesterday out of your bag so I can make you a new lunch? And he goes, but you do that. And I was like,
not anymore.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
She gets in. So that's like a big thing for me because I hate finding. So that's like the first thing she has to do when she comes home is she has to empty her lunch and put it in the dishwasher because I'm like, it's gross. It's just sitting whatever's left over. And, and then I'm pissed in the next morning if I don't have your bins to make your lunch and also just empty your freaking lunch.
Yeah.
You know? But I hear you. That's that'll be interesting. She's getting old enough where she got her ears pierced a few weeks ago. So she's going to want to buy like earrings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I also just have that kid that doesn't want anything. Mm-hmm. And she's got a December birthday. So she has no joy for like the whole year because it's all, she has her birthday and then Christmas and then it's just desert, you know? So I'm always just like, oh, I'll just get it for you, you know, because
yeah, well,
there's nothing for her to look forward to.
Let her earn it. Then she'll be like super proud. George is saving up for an iPad mini.
Ooh.
Which I think they're like $400-$500.
Not even.
And she's like halfway there. And I'm like, how great. So she's doing the things. What do you mean?
What do you guys pay her? I want to come work here.
Well, she's been doing mama's helper stuff for a friend with a younger kid. But she also, you know, it's like $3 to $5 a week. It adds up.
Sure. I love that.
I need $3 to $5 a week.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Happy to come over and do some chores if you want to pay me.
I'm teaching them about investing. We're like going to put some of their money in Doge.
Yeah. Well, and you guys are so good because you always take 10%. You always make them.
We do. We do make them like not really with their small amounts, which we should.
But like Christmas money and
Christmas
stuff.
Money, we make them put 10% away. Because God, imagine if someone taught us that.
Agree. Completely agree.
So.
Speaking of kids, one thing we've never talked about it, but I love it so much. So I get three magazines for Evie. They're so fun. The first one I got is called Honest History. Total Instagram ad that I clicked on and bought immediately. It's out of England. I think that one's out of England. I don't
know. Akilah's out of England.
Akilah's out. Okay. So this one's not out of England. But okay, first of all, it's history, but it's so interesting. And every magazine has a theme. And the graphics and the illustrations are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And there's games and maps and oh my gosh, it's just beautiful.
What age would you say it's for?
She's been getting it for at least a year. I would say 7 probably if you can read decent. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you've got two kids, an older and a younger, they can both utilize it. Definitely third grade, probably second, depending. Mm-hmm. So that one's really fun, Honest History. And then my gateway drug, which was also an Instagram ad, is called Akilah. And that one's out of England. Mm-hmm. And that's just this beautiful, it's like, what was the one we used to get? Wonder or...
Highlights?
Highlights, like Highlights.
Plus, yeah.
It's like Highlights on crack in 2020, in like new millennium highlights. Mm-hmm. Again, the illustrations are so beautiful. And there's like... more maps and there's little badges you can get and you can cut stuff up and you can use the magazines and the articles are so good and so engaging and they're almost like collector's items. In fact, the one thing she did save up her money for is they had an Akilah binder so you could store all your old magazines. And she was like, can I please, I'll do whatever. And I'm like, it was like 20 pounds or 15 pounds because you had to buy it from England. It took like weeks to get here. She was so happy so she could put all of her Akilah magazines because like that's how cool they are. And then the third that you and I both get is The Week Junior. Or do mm-hmm. I just give you all mine?
I think you just give Georgia your old ones. But I do love them. I love The Week Senior.
So it's The Week, but it's for kids. Uh-huh. And so this was a while ago, but she was like sitting like on the couch like an old lady. Saying something like, oh, taxes are going up this year. I mean, it was like she was reading the newspaper. It's super cool. They don't talk down to kids at all. They talk about politics, what's going on, all, you know, protests, everything that's going on. Yeah. They don't, you know, they obviously sugarcoat it a little bit, but they address everything. And it's super cool for current events. I wish all the schools got it for the kids because it's pretty comprehensive.
And I actually got Akilah like 3 months of it as a birthday present for a kid who's, you know, birthday it was and I couldn't think of what to get him and his mom was like thank you so much, this is such a great present, he loves it. And it didn't take long to come.
It doesn't take long at all. So if you're just worried about like screen time, or I know we're all moving into summer and it's always
we want to be outside
and it's always just a struggle of finding things to do and how many times can you go to the library, so it's just, and kids love getting mail, so it's such a treat to get a big envelope in the mail with your latest magazine. So
that's really smart.
I highly recommend. We'll put those in the Shop the Podcast too.
Yes. And speaking of summer and being outside, we over Christmas, Santa brought one of those yoga swings.
Right.
So we put it on our front porch because you just need like two hooks that kind of go into a stud.
I don't have anywhere to put one.
You don't?
No, I don't. We could put it in the cabana, but then it would take over the cabana.
Yeah. Well, if you have a front porch.
Yours is so perfect.
And people do them inside too. Yeah. So it's so great. It's just this like gigantic piece of silk cloth. Mm-hmm. And so while it's actually really good for kids with sensory issues, so like they get really snuggled up in there, like they cocoon in there. So my son will just swing in it and just like cocoon in it or read in it. And my daughter is like going to be in the like Olympics of, you know, yoga
swings. Sex swings.
Thank you.
Sorry.
God, I hope not. But it's super, it's like $40 on Amazon. We'll put a link to it. But that thing has given my kids like so much outside time.
I love that.
Even in the winter. It's so easy. They just like go out. They just go out there and it's exercise. You know, it's like, and then now they're at this point where, and this, I totally remember this from being a kid, where they twist up and then let go. And the kid is just spinning so fast. And like, not yet, but if someone is going to boot. And if I did that, I would boot for 3 days. Like, it's insane.
So funny. I used to love doing that though. Yeah. We used to do it with the swings and then your fingers would get caught in the chains.
Oh yeah. Sad cake. This is a lot safer.
And then last, we wanted to mention one of our favorite things that we've talked about in the past online as influencers, but you guys know I'm just a ridiculous hippie. So I don't know, gosh, it's been a while, at least a couple years. I just stopped buying paper towels completely. I couldn't deal with the guilt, and I fully honor that I have one kid. So it's a lot easier for my family not to have paper towels than if you have one or more, for sure. So let's just get that out of the way. No judgment. If you need paper towels, totally get it. But my crushing guilt complex couldn't deal with buying the paper towels and all the plastic that was around it. And then the plastic on top of the plastic. And I couldn't do it.
Even at Costco, it's like you're spending like,
and they're expensive.
$20 for a big pack and you're going to throw all away. The time. Yeah.
So I don't even know how I found out about it, but there's this company called Marley's Monsters. Mm-hmm. And we love them so hard. And they make these things. I don't even know if they're called wipe-ups, but you and I call them wipe-ups.
I think they might be called wipe-ups.
So they're simply fabric squares that are stitched.
Yeah. And they're cute. They're like rainbow color.
They're such great colors. You can get patterns. And I have about 50 of them in two jars. Mm-hmm. And we just use those instead of paper towel. And I bought a cute little Target basket that you just toss them in and I just do loads of laundry. And I have not bought a single paper towel in 2 years. And it's amazing.
We do it too. And the fact that you got me to do it
is huge.
Epic. And like, we are obsessed. So we just have this cute little, and since they're rainbow colored, they're cute.
They're so cute.
And so, yeah, it's probably like, I don't know, $50 or something for
investment.
A pack of 25, but I have 50 and anytime I'm doing a load, I just throw them in with whatever load I'm doing.
Oh, so if, you know me with my anal laundry. I only do the wipe-ups.
Oh, no. I just throw them in.
I love it.
Every load. And then you just refill. They're so, so great. We use them as napkins.
Yep. You can use them as – I pack them in Evie's lunch. Mm-hmm. If it was a napkin for lunch.
I would never see them again if I packed them in my children's lunch.
No, you just have to yell at her like I do. And then she gets scared. But that's she's lost every Stasher bag I own. So that's
done. There's that.
You use them for napkins. They're cute. Yeah. And honestly, they wipe up, if not better than a paper towel, because you can really get in there.
I'll still use a paper towel if like orange juice spills on the floor, you know, because I'm still kind of like, I need paper towel to just throw away instead of just this wet orange juicy. But you can just, you know, just put it under the sink and
just wash it out. You can reuse them a bunch of times. You can use it to wash your dishes. They're so good. So we'll put that up on Chop the Podcast. And, you know, Marley's Monsters is a family run, independent business, moms. And just like, they churn out so many cool things. They have so many more awesome sort of zero waste products you can buy, and we're just real big fans.
Yeah, we're big fans, and we've been wanting to tell you about it forever.
Forever. So we're also very big fans of Allie.
Yes.
Love her.
But first, weren't you all influenced by everything that we just said to you?
Mm-hmm. We're going to pose with duck face so that you know that it's really important.
Okay, now we're just being mean.
That's true. Sorry. No judgment. I'm working on that. It's just my own shadow. Sorry, guys.
But yes. Allie Levine is an influencer we can 100% get behind, and we ask her, like we said, all of the questions that you probably have always wanted to know about somebody whose job it is to live online.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to shop the podcast and you go to bomb.market, she has her own curated selection of stuff she loves. So you can be influenced by what she likes on Bomb Market too.
Yeah. She was a stylist to the stars. Mm-hmm. And then she was on a TV show where she was naked, I believe. Guess.
Yeah. She and her husband.
Yeah.
Stripped.
And, it was called Stripped. And, and then she had babies and her whole life changed. And now she is a really powerful force online. So we can't wait for you to hear this interview.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Miss Ali Levine, welcome to Vanna Mothers podcast. It's so good to be able to talk to you.
Yes. Hi, loves. I know it's so good to be face to face. I miss you both. And I always love getting to connect with you. So thanks for having me on.
Always, always, always. Well, we have a million things we can always talk about with you, but we thought it would be really fun to dig in about what it's like to be an influencer. You have over 200,000 followers on your Instagram page. You are a busy mom of two tiny little girls. You had a baby in the height of COVID.
Yeah.
You are like just, at the beginning of COVID, yeah, when everyone was still like terrified of everything.
Yeah. I mean, you really. Yeah. And you're such a go-getter. I want to say you're a hustler, but I don't think you are. You're the most authentic. Like you just like walk your walk and you live your life online in a way that doesn't bother me. Like it feels very real, which is why I love you so much. Mm-hmm. And as non-influencers, as Shay and I are, like, we're just so curious. I mean, we know how hard it is to run a digital brand. So we just want to know what it's like to be an influencer. And even how do you feel about that term?
Yeah, I know. I love you in quotes. You know, it's so funny. I go back and forth on like, do I like the word? Do I not? Sometimes people say to me like, oh, I love it because I really do feel like you know, have great things you talk about and you are of influence. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can roll with that. Like, that's cool. But then other times when I see like, you know, influencers who aren't doing the right thing, I'm like, oh, this is where I don't like being considered part of this like group of influencers, because it's like, I feel like a lot of times when I talk to even brands, they'll say to me like, wow, we love you. Like, thank you for being so kind. And I'm like, thank you for being so kind. What do you mean? Like, you know, and I think that's terrible. Like, no matter what, whether you're an influencer, your personality, you know, you're a podcaster, like you should always be kind. And I just,
sure.
Like, I, you know what I mean? It's kind of just a given, I think.
So what do you mean by influencers doing the wrong thing. You said doing the right thing. So what do you think?
I mean, so like how you were speaking to like the authenticity, like, look, some influencers, like they love to keep it fluff and it's all about like, you know, the makeup they have on or the clothes or whatever. And no shade, because I was that person before I became a mom. But I think that like there's some people who take it to the next extreme, how you were just saying, like, you don't feel bad about yourself when you watch. There's a lot of people who feel that way. And I try, without it like beating me up and making me like crazy about what I post, I try to really think about like, okay, how is this going to affect other people? Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is my job. This is my responsibility. So like, how is this going to affect other people? How are they going to perceive, even if they don't like what I'm saying, maybe per se, they're not on board with what I'm saying, their opinion doesn't resonate, whatever it is. I still try to keep like the feelings part of it in mind as far as how I'm delivering the message. So that I'm like being conscious of that. And I feel like a lot of times people are just kind of very showy and it's in your face and they don't care. And it's like, well, I feel like there should be a little bit of tact. So that's where I kind of go back and forth on like the term influencer. But then like there's some amazing influencers who it's like, you know, they're killing it. They built incredible brands. They're like helping other brands elevate, other women elevate, you know, and it's like, wow, okay, that I can get on board with. And I'm like, right, stoked to be a part of that group. You know what I mean? So it's funny. I go back and forth on it. But as far as my own life, you know, I mean, you guys know, obviously, like with my story, like I was only posting my celebrities I was styling. I was only posting really the glam of my life. And, you know, then, you know, I have a baby and I thought, oh, I'll go right back to set and style and that'll be on my feed. Yeah, okay. And, you know, instead I was on set in a corner, you know, have my assistant handling something. And as I'm sitting in a corner crying, pumping, you know, trying to get milk to drop and telling them, yes, put that dress on her before she goes out, and still pumping and pulling on my boob. And what a shit show. And that was the start of motherhood for me. It was like a real, like, you know, hey, it's not going to be what you thought. And you're not going to get to just like run around and do how you thought this was going to be. And then my postpartum depression hit, as you guys know, pretty hard. And that's where things got real and raw for me on social, because I had to sign off like of social media. A lot of people don't know, but I signed off because I couldn't handle what you're talking about, Tracy. Like the fact that it like would make you upset, or you'd watch something and you'd be like, oh my gosh, like this doesn't make me feel good. And that was my experience over and over again. Like I would watch all these moms who were just like, you know, their babies are like perfect in every photo somehow, and everybody's dressed like amazingly and their house looks like, I don't even know. And, you know, it's like, and meanwhile, I'm living here and I've got like poop all over my hands and, you know, milk all over my shirt and I'm like barely dressed. And I'm like, what the fuck? My body doesn't look right. Like everything, you know, just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And so for me, I couldn't like deal. So I had to sign off. You know, when I was going through my postpartum depression, it was very much like health is wealth and you need to like get it together. And my therapist, my specialist, everybody was like, you got to sign off. And I fought them. I was like, no, I, you know, this is my job. Like they expect me to show up here. And they were like, well, it's either you show up here and continue to give yourself and like drown yourself, or you actually like realize that like you have to let go of that in order to like move forward in your own like personal life, so everything else can figure itself out. So I signed off for like 2 months. And when I came back, I couldn't be that same person I was online with the celebrity styling and the like perfect life every day. And I look at this person and I'm flying here and I'm going there. And that was fabulous, but that just wasn't my reality anymore. And so that's where like that, I guess, real and authentic self came from, is I was just sharing from my heart, you know, my struggles of motherhood, my struggles of wanting to be this thriving entrepreneur that was failing every day and not understanding why I was failing. But it's funny, like fast forward to now being a mom of two and what you're saying of like the busy mom and like all things I'm doing, I realized had I not gone through all those failures that I failed and failed and failed over and over again for over a year in so many different ways, it wouldn't have gotten to where I am now, which is where I'm stronger and more empowered and like can show up online without killing myself, like physically, emotionally, mentally, like everything, spiritually, like knowing how to have my own boundaries online, not living on my social media anymore, being there when I, you know, need to be and still engaging and showing my life, but not feeling like I have to live there 24/7. You know, creating my own boundaries around my social media and really like figuring out like what I want to engage on, who I want to engage with, and just like redoing my whole platform, as well as like kind of re-evolving myself as I came into being, you know, a mom of two and this working mom who is a stay-at-home mom, who is doing all the things and, you know, running multiple businesses, you know, online and everything that's going on. So it's funny. I used to be like, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. Like, this is horrible. How am I ever going to get it together? And now I'm like, wow, those failures have now continued to show me how to show up.
But you know? Sharing about your failure is actually what made you successful.
Right. Can we, this is hilarious.
Let's go back to the boundaries. I'm really curious. And I think our moms listening would be curious. How do you, like, what are your rules that you've set for yourself? Because from the outside and for somebody who, for Tracy and I, who, when we try to share our life on social, it feels like a lot of work, but this is your job and this is what you do all the time. What are your rules for yourself so that you do have boundaries?
Yeah. So those are good questions. So like I used to wake up and turn my phone right on and like look at my stories and see my messages to see like, what were people asking me? What did I need to get back to? Who did I need to show up for? And I've completely ended that. Like no matter what in the morning, the first thing I do is the first 15 to 20 minutes, give or take, of course, with the girls. But overall, I protect my morning. Like that is my like ritual to myself, like protect my morning at all costs. Like, so I wake up, I put affirmations in my ears. I do a meditation and then I start my day. I usually try to like go, you know, wash my face, brush my teeth, depends on the day, maybe put makeup on. It really depends on the day. Let's be real. Most days, like I don't have makeup on. I got together for you ladies today.
When my kids were your kids' age, I'd remember having to like shoot out of bed and make milk and get everybody fed. Like, so when are you waking up to do these affirmations, or do you have a nanny? Is your husband taking care?
No, I definitely don't have a nanny. I don't have any of that reality. It's just my husband and I. I am grateful though that he's been home since the beginning of the pandemic. That's been a blessing in disguise, having him there. When I had Amelia, it was just me and then my mom, my mother-in-law, who are in and out of, you know, California, being from the East Coast. So this time around, having my husband home has been a blessing. But no, to be honest, as soon as I wake up, like as soon as I open my eyes, I grab my earbuds, I put them in my ears, and I do a 4-minute affirmation. And I tell myself, unless Arlie is like screaming, like has to get out, I owe myself those 4 minutes. And wow. I do it. And I like, you know, and honestly, I've had my boobs like bulging and like feeling, and I'm like, no, I can give myself, we can all give ourselves
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay. Like wow. 5 minutes. Like you can. It doesn't feel good all the time. I have mom guilt all the time, but you have to, like, we all have to, especially right now, like give to ourselves. So I really, really tell myself, like, I'm going to do this. And then usually I get her while I bring her back into bed to nurse. And then I put my meditation on while I'm nursing. Does happen a lot of times, which is fine because I can get into like my zone and just sit there and let her nurse because she's chill, thank God. I feel like she's a zen baby. Like she pays attention when I do breath work. She pays attention when I do meditation.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you're modeling that to her. I mean, that's your reality with her. Yeah. It's awesome. But you're so right. I mean, and I love, you're the second guest we've had that says that they protect things. Megan Murphy says she protects her sleep. Yes. And that resonated with me so much. And I love the idea of protecting your morning. And especially, I think if you view
it, protect it, right? It's like, if you think about it, it's just something I have to do. This is a mindset I really had to get out of as an influencer, of like, everything has to be done. I have to do everything. You put so much pressure on yourself. You put so much like extra hype on yourself that doesn't need to be there. And it's like, no, that's not serving me.
So what is the work that goes into your day?
So yeah, there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, obviously myself being an influencer, I think every influencer obviously is different, but like I do choose to answer my DMs, and that is an exhausting thing. And that is something I've had to continuously draw boundaries around, mm-hmm. because whereas I used to get like 20 to 25 DMs, now I get like easily, like today, I honestly haven't even gotten to my DMs and I see I have 400 DMs. So
what? What do you, and so you reply to all of them?
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. It's not all one day. I can't. I set like, again, a boundary, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do like 15 or 20 and then I'm going to stop. And then I'm going to go back and flag them and know I'm going to go back to them later on, maybe in the nighttime. Sometimes when I'm laying in bed, I'm just aimlessly scrolling, really not doing anything productive. And I'm just kind of like trying to zen out to go to sleep, which is terrible to go to sleep, but whatever. but I'll like go back to my DMs and answer some more. But
there's nothing that makes you... That's nothing that relaxes you more than answering 100 DMs before sleep.
Can you just put a heart?
I know. Like, do you use just emojis? Or are you actually using?
I respond.
You do? And then what if people do, what if people get in conversations with you, which I'm sure they
I'll
do.
Say, like, I'll say like, hey, you know, sure, I'm happy to answer. And then if they keep going, I either don't respond, which I always feel bad because I keep writing, or I say, hey, I'm really tied up right now. I'll get back to this as soon as I can. Just know I'm not ignoring you. But I don't always get to say that to everybody. And I'm not going to lie, I do feel bad and I feel guilty, but there's only one of me and I can't like give myself to everyone because then I, again, still can't get back to myself.
And that's the amazing thing about this world that we live in is that your job is giving you.
Yeah.
And that's got to feel so...
It's heavy. Yeah, it is.
You know?
There are days where I've said it to my husband, there are days where I will post a super emotional raw post and then I won't show up online for 2 days. And people will say to me like, you know, you haven't been on in 2-3 days, what's up? And I'm like, I gave all of myself in that post, like everything I was feeling emotionally, mentally, spiritually, everything. And it's hard. Like I've had my own family get pissed at me because they'll say like, you know, we didn't even know that you were going through that. And you just shared that on your social. And I'm like, look, this isn't for you. Like, I love you and you're my parents and like, you're my family, obviously, but like this is my job. And this is like what I kind of, in a sense, I guess, signed up for somehow. I didn't really plan on being in this space, but you know, I believe God put me in this space, but I just feel like, you know, with my parents, they'll get frustrated and they'll say like, you know, why are you sharing that? Like my postpartum depression, it was like, why was that shared there first before anyone else? And to be honest, it was easier to talk to, you know, online, even though it is my community and people, it's still to a point, some strangers, it's still a space where you don't immediately maybe feel judgment, even though maybe later on you feel a lot more judgment. It's a safe space in a weird way for me.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
About that, because I feel like it's so interesting. There are people, because we've met so many people in the space, right? Just from doing the show for so many years and so many, you know, mommy bloggers or mommy influencers. And sometimes they're so completely different in person than they are online. And you're actually a rarity. I feel like you're very much, you know, who you are in kind of an open book, regardless if it's a phone conversation or, but there's a lot of people who have a hard time having face to face, but are really able to share themselves online. And I'll tell you from personally, Tracy and I both, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is real hard for us to share anything personal online. And I don't, you know, maybe it's been to our detriment, but we can talk about it on podcasts, certainly.
We're talkers. We're talkers. Old school.
Yeah. And it's not, and we're both actually really good writers, but it doesn't, communicating in that way, I feel like is a talent. And it's also a personality thing. Like, were you always someone who could share those dark things with strangers?
No, that's a good question. So I've always been someone who could talk for sure. Like my parents joked that they should have named me Babbling Brook instead of, you know, Allie. Cause they were like, we should have named you Brooke. And then I could have called you Babbling Brook. Thank you. I definitely could always talk, but I definitely didn't, I wasn't an open book by any means. And not with like my darkest, heaviest emotions and like secrets, so to say, and things that like, I wouldn't really share other than a best friend. That definitely just kind of happened, which is why I say, like, I feel like, you know, whatever resonates for people, God, universe, source, like, I believe put me in this place, because when I was sharing the celebrities, it wasn't me. Yes, it was my work. Yes, it was my, you know, career, but it was pictures of me with my celebs out somewhere getting them ready, or a picture of me in the press with them, you know, when they would get best dressed. I didn't have to like show up as myself. It was really like Allie, the celebrity stylist, Allie, the fashion expert. And even on camera, I was only speaking to the expertise of what I was dressing and styling, how to get those looks. So then fast forward to becoming a mom and all of a sudden feeling this like heaviness on my chest of like, I need to share my postpartum depression. I need to share my body is not bouncing back to what I thought it was going to. Like I was really feeling these like heavy, heavy callings to like put it out there. And I started journaling and I'm like, no, this is not like what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, it's not just supposed to be my journal. And that's really how it wound up like on Instagram, on my blog, and just like those places. But I didn't plan on being that heavy and deep. And to be honest, like sometimes it's hard for me because I will show up online and I'll want to just write a simple post with a cute picture and I can't. Like my friend,
because your followers get mad or they're like, they want more or
they want more because they expect more because I've kind of set that tone. But also for me, I almost feel like too, like I want more. Like I feel like it's fake, even though it's not, because it's still me and how I feel. But I feel like it's too fluff now because I do more rawly.
You're the anti-fluff influencer. You're the dark influencer.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel like I have to share more, but no, definitely not easy, especially when you get on your like stories. Like, and I choose sometimes to get on there. And there's been times where I've gotten on there and like bawled my eyes out and talked about things, and it's hard and it's heavy. And, you know, I don't plan on like showing up in my stories and just start like crying or like, you know, letting it all go, but it just happens. And I think, again, it's just because I'm just sharing what's on my heart and like what's on my mind, and it just comes to me. But I get attacked, obviously. And I have people that, you know, make fun, and people that aren't nice, and trolls, whatever you want to call them. And I've had to learn to just kind of let that go. I say, if it ain't cute, put it on mute.
I love it. So what do you, is like, there like a, yeah. Are you missing like a filter of trust, like that you don't overthink? You just, because I feel like, I always think a lot about what I share, and then you start to talk yourself out of it.
Oh yeah. I used to do that.
You just trust and you just put it up for whomever.
Trust and I put it out there. Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't go over so well, and sometimes it does, you know?
And how does Justin feel about it? Cause I think, you know, I had to tell my husband yesterday that I talked about giving him a hand job on a podcast. And I was like nervous to tell him.
Why? Yes. Wait, keep moving.
Well, it was with Tracy's oils. You've had the oils. Now you know what to do with them. Yeah. And I was like nervous. He didn't care. He was fine with it. But you know, there is a thing like where I'm always like, what's too far for them? What's for too far for my kids? What's too far for my husband?
Your family,
and so,
yeah.
And you know, you are so out there, and I know Justin kind of is too, but.
Yeah, I mean, well, he was on, you know, Bravo and Strip with me, for those that know that experience. So but he definitely is more behind the scenes for sure. And he prefers to be. Like, I've asked more and more to like have him on my stories, and every now and again he'll show up, but it's definitely not his cup of tea. He's kind of told me like, you know, I'll do it for you, but like, it's not my thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And Bravo was very much for me and to support me, you know, even though he was very much like in his naked element. So that's a good question, because I definitely have moments where like, I'll tell him, like I'll say, or I'll even ask his opinion sometimes. Like, I'm like, hey, I want to post this about my V-back, but like, do you feel like these pictures are like too heavy and graphic? Like, or do you think they're okay? And then like, he'll look and I'm like, don't do that one, please. Like, I don't want that one out there, but like, this one's okay. And like, you could blur this. And he'll kind of give me, not that I'm getting permission, but just the respect of like,
yeah,
I'm, you know, the mother of your children. Like,
well, and the babies are out there all the time. Right. So that's absolutely something else, you know, as people who don't have that, but watch it all the time on social. Right. Like, we always wonder, and our audience is probably wondering, like, what is there a line there? What is the boundary with showing your kids?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I think as I've gotten more and more into like learning the online space and the not so nice people that are online with your children and all that kind of craziness, I definitely have pulled back. I used to show like every single moment of what they were doing, and especially Amelia, like every single thing, or like tagging every single location. Obviously now it's a pandemic, but back in the day, I would tag like everywhere we were, and I didn't really think about that. you know, like it wasn't in real time, but still, it was still like the locations that we had been. And so I kind of went back after some time and started like changing on the feed, like the locations are just taking the locations away. So it's definitely something I've been way more mindful. I don't show every single minute. If there's like certain things that are like her like go-tos, like say maybe like a stuffed animal or something, like I try not to like, even if she's holding it, I make her throw it out of the picture because I don't want there to be things that are like constant things that you realize are like hers that God forbid you could use to get
her.
But you know what I mean? Like, so in all seriousness, like I have had those conversations with myself and thought about that and try to be, you know, mindful. I did end up making their account private because I did notice a lot of weird men were starting to follow their account, which is disgusting. That's a whole other conversation. But I definitely, you know, with the girls, I've definitely drawn more boundaries. I think as Amelia gets older and she is, you know, more like conscious of everything going on, I'll probably show her less and less for her own boundaries and her own privacy. With Arlie obviously being a baby right now, I just kind of feel like she's a baby, you know, not as big a deal. And also like they're always with me. I feel like when they're not with me all the time, then I will definitely draw further and further boundaries to make sure like I'm keeping them safe and our family safe and, you know, just being aware of like their own privacy and boundaries of like their own lives. But my own family has said to me, like, please don't film like when I've been with them like on vacations, like sure. they'll draw their boundaries and say like, I'm not comfortable. Or like, I'll say like, can I post this photo like of all of us like on my Instagram? Like, are you okay with that? And so I have to respect those boundaries. And to be honest, in the beginning, it bothered me because I'm like, well, they're my pictures, but it's like, but no, they're people. Like it's their boundaries. It's not your life. And you know what I mean? And so those are definitely like fine lines and I'm learning how to navigate them because I never expected my life to be so public and never expected to share so much. So it's definitely like an ongoing journey. And even with me, honestly, like people will ask me like, you know, well, how come, you know, you don't share like, you know, like your sex life with your husband? And I'm like, that's something that I'm just not ready to share. I don't know if I'll ever be ready to share that. You know what I mean? Like there's some influencers who do and good for them, but I'm not in that space. And so I don't know if I will share
hand jobs.
Hey, I mean, I'm like, good for you. Like if my husband would be so stoked.
I have a question and I almost hate to ask this, but I think people would like to know,
sure.
You know, we know there's trolls and I have no doubt that people attack you personally. Have people said disparaging things about your children?
Oh yeah. People say nasty things about me, my children, my husband. When they go for the girls, that's when the mama bear comes out. I can't like just mute it. I have to be like, F you. Like that's a child. Yeah. Talking about like, why don't you like hit the unfollow button and go find something to do with your life? What it's
are me, these women? Can you tell?
Yeah, some are women for sure. Some are moms who like also attack me and are like, you know, you're a horrible mom and you're this and you're that. And you have to kind of just be like, okay, thanks for your opinion. You know,
do you think the negative sentiments and the negative feedback and the trolling? You know, I feel like we reached epic heights sort of in 2020 and even, you know, in the last few years. Do you feel that there's a wave that's going down? Do you think it's getting worse? Is it getting more like, what's your vibe? I mean, how are you, the feedback that you're getting? Is it
Changing at all,
or is it just suck?
You know, it's funny. It's like there's some days I show up and I feel so lit up by my community and there's so many amazing people and I continue to meet amazing people. And moms DM me like a bunch last week. I had all these new DMs. I had no idea where they came from. And they're like, oh, I listened to you on a couple podcasts and I saw you relaunch some YouTube stuff. And they're like, thank you so much for being so out there and vulnerable. Like it really helped me. Those conversations, like those messages are what keep me going and being like, wow, I'm doing the right thing in this space. There are some really good people who are coming around me. So ignore the trolls. But then there are some days where I get on and it's just nasty. And I'm just like, oh, why am I on here? Like, and I have to sign off. Those days I go back to my boundaries and I'm like, I'm just not going to be on today. And I just won't get on my stories that day. I'll post quotes. So I'm like still technically engaging, but I'm not there. Like you won't see my face for a few days because I'm dealing with whatever is going on DMs and on my feed. And that happens often, you know? And I think kind of comes with the territory, you know, it's like people want to express their opinion, whether you like it or not. And they want to feel heard. Everybody feels like they have a platform and a microphone nowadays, whether that's good or not. And, you know,
and they feel like they kind of own a part of you because they're invested in your life.
Yes. And they feel like, and exactly. And they feel like they can step in no matter what, because you've given them that permission to do so, which I guess to a point you have, but at the same time, like my husband says to me all the time, he's like someone wrote last week on one of my posts, they were like, you're one of the most ugly women I've ever seen in my life. And like really nasty though. It was like a whole, like broke down, like my face, my body, like real. Yeah. It was like one of the worst ones I've gotten. And I showed it to my husband and he was like, okay. He's like, I hope you're not. And I'm like, no, I'm all right. I just had to kind of like show you to like laugh it off. And he looked at me and he goes, no one would walk up to you and actually say that to your face.
At all. Yeah. It's so right. True.
Yeah.
And so are you okay? Like, are you okay when you read stuff like that?
For a moment, I'm not going to lie. Like, I definitely had a moment where I was like, okay, let me like calm down for a second. Because I was angry. I was sad. I was a lot of emotions. But then I also, I'm not going to lie, I kind of sat there and was like, wow, how sad this person must be as a person to like feel like that they needed to lash out on me like that so heavily that like, what's going on with them? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I just kind of was like, ooh, I'm not even going to respond. I just literally hit delete. And usually I don't do that, but I just was like, yeah, this isn't serving anybody. I'm not leaving it for anybody to read. I'm not reading it for me to read again. No. Like, you know, it was just like, it was too much. Sometimes if people leave opinions and they don't agree, I'll just leave them. Cause I'm like, whatever, everyone has an opinion, but it was just too much.
What's one big misconception about influencers that you would like to dispel?
I think one, like you said, that you think you like own like their life, like you have a piece of them, and technically like, yes, you know us, but you don't know us. Like you're not in our home 24/7 seeing every single little thing that's going on. I mean, maybe there's a 1% of influencers who do show every waking minute, but I'm not one of them. I know a lot of influencers who are not, and they think they know everything just because they see certain things.
Right.
And that's just not true. So it's like, don't make assumptions just because you see certain things and you think that that's what they are, or what their, you know, opinions may be. And then I think I would say too, like, don't think that we're not human. Like a lot of people put these influencers, like even myself, like on this pedestal, and it's like, I'm human just like the rest of you. Like we're all on the same playing field. Like it doesn't matter that I have a certain amount of followers. Like, yes, that's my brand I've worked my ass off for and all the things I've done in my own hard work, but that doesn't like mean like I'm better than anyone. Like I'm the same as everyone else. I'm just sharing, you know, my work and what I'm doing and building my brand and different people and communities around me and continuing to try to give it to others so that they share it and give it to someone else. You know what I mean? I mean, I hope my platform for most people is a positive space, and I want my space to be somewhere that, you know, my space. I want my space to be somewhere like
great idea.
I know, right? You know, like lights people up and like makes them happy, and they hopefully come away, you know, with a positive feeling, because I feel like when I have more, when I'm able to receive more, I can give more. And that's what I want to do, especially for my moms in my community. That's really my number one focus.
And that you feel that following you. I mean, you feel that your light, your energy, and the work that you put into it, these boundaries that you're describing, they really resonate with the people who follow you, and is probably the reason that you can deal with the haters and all of the craziness of being an influencer. Mm-hmm. So we really admire you, Ali, and we're so grateful that you could do this interview today.
So in case people... there's a few things left that people don't know about you. We're gonna dig it out of you today. We're gonna play our guest bomb game with you. So we've got 1 minute to ask you a bunch of questions. You got it?
Okay.
Really quick, Ali, tell everyone where they can find you, what's going on, what you've got coming up that everyone should know about. Okay. Shoot.
So AliLevine.com, my website, it's actually rebranding. Whenever this airs, but in April, it'll be brand new, like rebranded, super excited, lots of new content. My podcast, wherever you listen to this amazing podcast, and the ladies were on, it'll be airing soon. It's called Everything with Ali Levine, and it's literally everything, my life and more. So check it out. My social media, I mostly show up on Instagram at Ali Levine Design, but I do have TikToks and I'm trying to get rolling again, and you know, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, all the places on social media. My YouTube is relaunching because, you know, add another thing to my
hat. Why not?
Why not? So go ahead and go there. Yesterday, my breastfeeding video from 2 years ago went viral, and I have 1.3 million videos on views on that. Which
what?
I don't even get me started. I have no idea how that happened. I look my husband.
Whoa.
What just happened? But you know, apparently people are all about the breastfeeding. I don't know. Apparently.
Milk day yesterday.
See real raw me, go to Ali Levine Design, find me. If this resonates with you, please DM me. I do answer DMs and I do like to connect with nice people.
Nice people only.
Love it. Okay.
All right. Are you ready for our game?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hit it.
Where do you live?
Los Angeles, California.
What's your middle name?
Nicole.
Have you ever been in jail?
No.
What's your favorite fast food?
Fast food. Ooh, I don't really have a fast food. Okay, let's just say Chick-fil-A.
Fries or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Do you want a vibrator?
Yes.
Do you snore?
A little bit, but hubby takes the cake.
Beach vacation or mountain vacation?
Beach always.
Tampons or the cup?
Oh, neither. I don't do well with either. I'm a straight up old school pad girl.
How many tattoos do you have?
Zero.
What's your astrological sign?
Cancer.
What's your go-to bra color?
Pink.
What's your favorite crystal?
Oh gosh, rose quartz.
Okay, and last question. Your vagina's name is the last TV show you watched. Go.
Oh my God, last TV show. I'm like, what did I watch last night? Oh shit, I'm so having mom brain. Schitt's Creek.
Ah! Perfect.
I had to think. I'm like, what did I watch? I never watched TV. Oh my God.
Love it.
So funny. Ali, we love you so much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
moms,
babe.
Do appreciate you. And
I love you guys. Mom. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. And congrats on your amazing new show. So stoked for you.
Oh, thank you. Dear.
Thanks for letting us peek behind the curtain.
Yes.
You are an awesome mom.
Thank you. For you guys.
Thank you, Ali. Jeesh.
I have anxiety about her DMs now.
Why?
Well, that's like a lot of DMs.
Well, and just dealing with trolls. I couldn't even imagine.
No.
But she's such a positive person, and she really, you know, rises above it.
She does. She's a light for sure. So yes, check out Ali's curated collection on bomb.market if you want to see more of what she loves on our shop. Follow us on the gram at Band of Mothers Official and join our Facebook group, Band of Mothers. Easy to remember.
That's right. And if you enjoy this podcast, please share it with another mom friend. Even if all of you just sent it to one person,
maybe
we would be so happy.
Maybe we wouldn't cry softly at night. No. Just jokes.
No,
we just like the love.
We do. Moms, leave please. A review and 5 stars, please. We would appreciate that. And then we will see you next week.
Have a great week, y'all.